You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Morning, folks. I'm here joined with Kana Ford, who has just been on the recent edition of Drag Race Down Under, season 4 already. Can you believe it? It's incredible. How are you doing this morning, Kana?
Mabuhay, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing very chill. I'm very chill. I'm cozy in this little fleece. Keep me nice and warm. Now, your name, Kana Ford, you might get this a lot, but is it Kana Ford or Kana Ford, or is it up to interpretation?
So it comes from, it's Kana Ford.
Kana Ford, right. Yeah. I was thinking Kana Ford, like BC's, but no, Kana Ford. That's very relevant considering how you spent a lot of time during COVID lockdowns perfecting your look and your identity. That was a time when people couldn't afford a lot of things.
That's true. Very true.
I know you're based in Sydney. I want to know, does the Sydney drag scene take a lot of influence from British drag, you know, maybe more personality, humor-based, or more of a US influence, which is, you know, I'd say more looks, more pageantry-based?
Yeah, I think that in Sydney, the drag is very much more commercial there, so I think you would say it would come from the US influence, but I still feel like down the drag, just in general, and especially here in Sydney, is quite camp, so I feel like the drag there in UK is very, very camp. Hannah Khan just said the perfect sentence about Down Under Drag, and she said it was, Down Under Drag is, we don't take ourselves seriously, but we take our drag seriously. Yeah, that's how I would say, like, the drag heroes in Sydney is like.
As I mentioned before, you got quite into drag some years ago, and just as things were starting to take off, you were getting booked for more paid gigs. COVID hit, and unlike some queens who might have stopped or halted their drag, you were taking lockdown as an opportunity to improve, practice, and share online. Do you think that time helped to develop your drag identity in a unique way that, without lockdown, you might not be the same queen that we see in front of us today?
I think definitely it was like a bit of a developing time for the Kana Ford character. I used COVID to practice my makeup skills because I did do drag like a little bit before COVID, but I started to fall in love with drag when I started like doing all this creative stuff during COVID. And once we got out of COVID, that's when I was like very keen to be part of the drag community more, like, because I wasn't really part of the drag community before that. But yeah, I definitely say that COVID helped the development of the start of Kana Ford.
COVID, of course, took its toll on all of us, but in a way, a blessing in disguise for Kana Ford.
Yes, definitely.
I want to be talking about Drag Race now, because you were on Down Under Season 4. In some seasons of Drag Race, the workroom is a bit more divided, competitive, and drama-filled. And in some seasons, it's a bit more of a vulnerable and collaborative space. In your experience, how would you characterize the atmosphere in the workroom this time around on Drag Race Down Under Season 4?
I think me and the girls, we had such a strong bond with each other. All of us had something to prove after the last few seasons of Down Under. I feel like all of us were there to prove something. And I feel like the atmosphere was obviously a bit intimidating, but that's because all of us were such strong competitors.
There's no room to speak of here in terms of hosting. Michelle Visage has taken over hosting for this season. Do you notice a lot of differences in terms of the critiques and maybe how the show might be run going from a Ru-centric show to more of a Visage show?
I mean, I obviously never like experienced the Ru hosting. The hosting that Michelle did for us was like incredible. Like, she was there to improve us. Like, the job that she did like helped us out so much, and you could tell that she would care.
What was the biggest piece of advice that she gave to you that you felt quite valuable?
I probably don't remember what she said. It was such a long time ago.
If you come back on, say, like a Down Under All-Star season, will you approach the competition differently?
Yeah, most definitely will approach the competition a lot more differently. I was definitely made to be, like, on Down Under, but after watching the first three seasons of Down Under, I feel like I sort of knew what I was getting myself into. The whole of season four was like almost turned upside down, and everything that we did was a bit more different to what the others have been through. Like, we got a new host, we had like double saves, we'd had like triple lip syncs, like...
Yeah, triple lip sync, that must be really, really hard. I mean, you're a dancer, so you'd kill it. Even then, still a bit brutal.
Yeah, definitely good to show my dancing skills.
Mm-hmm. If you had one piece of advice for anyone who wants to get into drag, what would that be?
Just be true to what you think or what you want to show off. Like, don't try and be someone else. Like, if there's something that you like and you feel like it feels good for you to do, then just keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. Gut instinct, yeah. Intuition.
100%.
Nice. I like that. I know your time is very precious this morning, so I won't take too much more. But I do want to know, if you had an unlimited budget to make one look, just one absolute killer, essential, can't afford look. She can't afford this look. What would that fit look?
Oh my goodness. It would probably be a mix of Got Mix's finale look, where she had that like diamond encrusted heart and that gorgeous black gown. And I would probably like infuse it with Marina Summer's UK vs. the World look, where she looks like a fish, but like it looks like some sort of mystical creature. So if I had an unlimited budget, I'd want to make something that looks... that combines those two looks together, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I hope that you get to do that in the near future. It's been a pleasure chatting this morning. Everyone, thank you for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.